Today is July 26, 2023. I'm Jen DeWine with the Jeffersonville Township Public Library conducting interviews for Some Like It Hot, Tales from the Firehouse. I'm here today with retired firefighter William Davis of the Jeffersonville Fire Department. Thanks for being here today.
You're welcome.
So I want to just give everyone that wants to talk to me a chance to tell their stories about being a firefighter. Mm-hmm. So how long were you with the department?
I was there for 40 years.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You saw a lot of changes.
Yes, I did.
So when did you start?
February 3rd. 1976.
And when did you retire?
February 3rd, 2016.
So right, exactly. 40 years
to the day.
That's awesome.
Yes.
What made you want to become a firefighter?
I just always, you know, where I grew up in Rolling Fields, there was a big field out behind the subdivision, and every summer, several times it would catch fire. So the fire trucks would be racing through the neighborhood trying to get back to this field and stuff, and, you know, young boy that time, that, you know, I'm running down the street chasing the fire trucks, you know, I want to go see the big red lights and the big trucks, and you know, just that's what I want to do. That's what I decided.
So if you weren't a firefighter, what do you think you would have done?
I think I probably would have liked to have worked on the railroad. I have a grandfather who worked for the Penn Central Railroad, and he was, being an older gentleman, in the time I was born, I really didn't get to talk to him much about his experiences with the railroad, but, you know, just what I drew here and there was just something that caught my eye, too, but I say it, I had a preference.
So what were some of the challenges of your job?
There's a lot of physical challenges, a lot of mental challenges. You know, you have to get in a different mindset, you know, because, you know, when that buzzer goes off, you know, somebody's property or material things or whatever, you know, or even their life is in your hands, and you know, you've got to control that and be able to take care of that. So the stress was really something.
So how long did it take to get used to working those 24-hour shifts?
I'm not sure you really ever get used to them. Because, you know, when you first start out, it's a different work schedule. And then as you grow older, other things come into play on your family and what have you, and being away and missing things. And so, you know, I don't really think it ever really get used to it. You just adapt to it, and that's how
it's your
job.
Exactly. So were you married when you started on the fire department?
Yes, I was. I'd been married about a year. Yes.
So she kind of just went along with it and didn't know any different.
Well, I not trying to be nasty, but she really didn't have much choice. I mean, I'd set my mind that's what I wanted to do as my career, and she supported it wholeheartedly, so, yes.
And then how many kids did you have while you were on the department?
I ended up having three. Yeah, I have a daughter, two daughters, and a son. The son's on the department with me. I got to work about, 3-4 years with him, so.
Were you all at the same house?
Never stationed regularly at the same house, but we did get, you know, through overtime and transfers and stuff, we did get to work a couple times together. Matter of fact, we were working together my last day. He got to make the last run with me.
How was that, like, when you got to work with him? Were you, like, overprotective father?
Yeah, I worried a lot. And I realized what I put my parents through. So, yeah. I was proud of him. Very proud of him.
He got to take you home on your last run?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Uh-huh.
And so, did you get to take the fire truck home?
Actually, I didn't ride the fire truck home, but they gave me a parade home.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, after 40 years, I hope so.
Yeah, yeah.
Has anybody been on longer than that?
I think there may have been some of the older guys that maybe you worked a little bit longer than that, but I can't say for certain.
I mean, 40 years is long in any career, yeah. but in firefighting.
Oh, yes.
Yes, you've seen it come a long way.
And really, physically, it was really too long. I should have gone earlier, but I could still do it at that time, and I loved doing it, you know. I loved every day I was there, but loved every day I've been gone.
Right, right. Yeah. No more getting woke up in the middle of the night with right.
Yes.
What were some of the best parts of your job?
I think some of the best parts were working with kids. You know, there's especially during the school year, there's lots and lots and lots of tours come by the firehouse. Lots of kids. And interacting with the kids was, I think, probably one of the more enjoyable things. Myself and Mike Smith and the other guys, when we were on the line, there was actually a program where we went to the different schools and showed them the equipment, and Mike and I would actually put a ladder up in the gymnasium area and hook a rope up and climb up the ladder and rappel down, which the kids just love.
Oh, the kids absolutely love that kind of stuff, yeah.
And we enjoy doing it too, you know, and showing the kids the different stuff, and you know, that was really
good. We get to get out in the community and talk to kids and let them know that, you know, if we come to your house, it might be scary, but we're here. Right. And
exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yes. What are some of the worst parts of the job?
Probably my worst day was, and I brought it up in the article, it was in the paper that time, but, you know, I made a run to an accident where a lady was trapped in her vehicle and ended up being a girl I went to school with. Was friends with my wife and that, and you know, I knew she was hurt, but I couldn't tell how bad it was or anything, and you know, we were trying to get her out, and she kept saying, you know, call my mom, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm not sure what her injuries are. You know, there's a possibility there's a possibility she may not survive. You know, what am I going to tell her mom? So that was really the hardest thing on me the day I ever worked. But she ended up surviving, and you know, I still see her occasionally to this day. So it was hard, but it worked out well. It turned out to be for the good. So.
And living in a small town of Jeffersonville, I mean, chances are you're going to know people when you roll up in these scenes, no matter if it's a fire, accident, whatever. Uh-huh.
Right. Well, that happened a lot of times. A lot of times, you know.
Especially if you're born and raised here.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I know there's no, like, typical day in the firehouse, but let's say, what would your routine be when you would go in the morning?
Well, and like I said, after 40 years, it changed a lot, too. There was, when I first started, it was a lot more structured from the old days to where you came in and... Some changed, some didn't. You came in and checked the truck, and then you had breakfast, and you did a lot of cleanup. You had to clean the firehouse every day, and then there was some training that was usually done, and then there was certain other cleaning. I mean basic cleaning every day, but then on other days there was, like, I think Wednesdays was stove and refrigerator, you cleaned those, and Fridays were windows, and cut the grass in the summertime. So, you know, I mean, it was just like, kind of like being at home, except it was a lot bigger. You know, there was six or eight of us there, and you know, or if smaller houses, there was usually three or four of us, which was really more enjoyable because, you know, you could be more of a family that way. So, but that typical day was just like being at home, except a little more responsibility.
And what station were you at the majority of your career? I know in 40 years, the city of Jeff has grown exponentially.
Right. would probably say most of my career was held, or stationed at Station 1 down Wall Street and 8th Street. That was probably my, bulk of my career was there.
Because at the beginning of your career, that was the only station, right?
Actually, when I first started that, there was that station and the one on Crestview Court. That was the station too. Now, that was the only two stations at that time. And I say it's up to five now.
Yep,
so,
and growing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Besides the call you talked about a minute ago, was there any other call that really stands out to you for whatever reason?
There was always, I won't say always, a lot of times there was something that would go on, and it happened a lot of times at different runs that, you know, you would make you feel good or feel bad, you know, feel good I was able to help them, or, you know, feel bad because I did my best, but, you know, or make a medical run where they have a condition that, you know, there's nothing you can do. So, you know, it's part of the job. So, yeah.
Do you remember any funny or humorous calls?
Not really funny or humorous calls. Most of that was done back at the station on off time. Because, I mean, you know, you didn't, I mean, there was a lot of downtime, so, you know, you had a lot of antics that went on. And they, you know, the little spray for the dishes had one on the sink, of course, and it was black, so they taped it open with black electrical tape. And so as soon as I went in, I should have known something, but as soon as I went up there to turn the water on to start washing dishes, you know, it just drenched me. And they're all back there hee-hawing and laughing and stuff. And, you know, I started laughing too, because, you know, I mean,
it's just water.
You better get used to it, because, you know, they're going to play jokes on you.
Well, and you kind of have to have that. For all the bad stuff you deal with, you have to have a way to vent
yes.
that and release
uh-huh.
that. And that's, I mean,
right.
that's a tame way as far as
well,
I'm
sure.
concerned. That's just
well,
funny.
Sure. Yes. And we had a, probably 10, 40 years, it wouldn't matter. And we had a snowball fight inside the building one time.
Nice.
You know, we trapped one guy in the locker room, one way in, one way out. We just pelted him. We had about 6 inches of snow on the floor there.
Oh my gosh.
From all the snowballs. And, you know, just stuff like that. Nobody got hurt. And we cleaned up and, you know, we let off some steam. So it was good. It was good.
Right. We don't get a lot of snow around here.
No.
So.
Right.
So there's a lot of firefighting shows on TV these days.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the misconceptions of those shows?
Well, the first misconception is if they go in a fire, they'll be able to see.
That's what every single firefighter I've interviewed has said.
You cannot see. You know, they talk about, you know, can't see your hand in front of your face. That is the truth. There's, I mean, just no way. You're feeling everything, and, you know, and that's the way you got your hose line, so you can go, you know, got a way out if you have to, and, you know, but you just try to get in there and you know, move around as best you can, because you cannot see at all.
Yeah, so all those shows, it's just clear as day
oh,
in
yeah,
there, and I'm
yeah.
just like, I don't think that's really how it
no,
is.
No,
I've never been
no.
in a fire, but I'm just thinking smoke.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
So I know a lot of firefighters have jobs
mm-hmm.
besides firefighting. Did you have another job?
I had several other jobs. I was, I helped a guy do electrical work for a while. I helped a guy do landscape lighting for a while. I worked at Kmart for a while in the outdoor department. Did a little heating and air conditioning. So, I mean, it's just, and I never had one job that I stuck with. It's just, you know, I worked till this got done and then went on to something else. So, yeah.
How did firefighting affect your home life?
I think I was probably one of the lucky ones that you know, I was able to leave it at the firehouse. It's not so much now with my son on there, but when I was there, you know, I don't ever remember carrying it home. If I did, it was, you know, didn't last very long. So that was how I got through it. My wife was wonderful. She listened to me all the time. You know, I tell stories and, you know, tell her about this and tell her about that. And, you know, she was always there for me and able to help.
Well, it's so important to have somebody you can talk to.
Yes.
About.
Oh, yeah.
About what you've gone through, because mm-hmm. you all see the worst of the mm-hmm. worst.
Oh, yeah.
What advice would you give anyone wanting to become a firefighter?
First thing I would say would be, do it because you have a passion for it. Don't do it because it's a job. Because all the guys that I see that work, that got hired on, that wanted it just for a job, were miserable. But the guys that had a passion for it and that's what they wanted to do in their life were always a lot happier at the job. So, you know, don't do it because it's a job. Do it because you want to do it.
Because these guys and girls become your family,
oh,
right?
Oh, sure.
I mean...
mm-hmm. Yeah. We have a tradition. Our family started out Monday nights and then went to Thursday, I think, and Wednesday night dinner. We're having it tonight, where the kids all come over, bring their kids now, and we have dinner that evening. Well, of course, when I'm working, I couldn't go. But as it progressed later on, and I got more seniority and more rank, I was able to, you know, as long as it was close by, is bring the truck to home. So I'd bring two or three other guys with me, or girls. And, you know, that was another example of how much of a family firefighting actually is, because, you know, I was bringing them to my home, and they were sitting at my table and eating just like my kids were, just like the rest of my family was. So...
That's so important to have that connection.
Yes.
With the job you all have to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there were a couple times where we'd have to get up and make a run.
Of course.
And that never ends. That never ends. It doesn't matter there. So, yeah.
Was if you were at the firehouse or not, you still have to be.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Drop what you're doing and go.
Right,
so,
right. Yeah. Do you have anything else you'd like to share with us?
How proud I am of the fire service. I know I've got, I can't say I came from a firefighting family because I was the first one there, but I've got a lot of my brother was a firefighter too in Northern Illinois. He got hired after I did, and he retired with 31 years service. My son is on Jeff with me. My brother's son, he was a firefighter in the Marine Corps, and now he works at Baltimore National Airport as a firefighter there. And then on my wife's side, we've got another nephew that's a firefighter in Las Vegas, Clark County. So, you know, and I'm not bragging or anything like that, but, you know, they saw what it was like from me, and so they followed in the footsteps in their areas. So, you know, that makes me extremely, extremely proud.
Absolutely.
You know, I've got a legacy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it very much.